Good morning, and welcome to the 2028 broadcast of The White Way. The White Way is a public service radio program of Moilili Hunganji Mission. Moilili Hunganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister is the Reverend Earl Ikeda. He and the members of our temple cordially invite you to join us for temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website, at www.moililihonganji.org, you can find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo, in memory of grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Kazu and Kouda Kozuki. Our guest speaker this morning is Mrs. Nancy Shimamoto, Kyodong President, Moilili Honganji Mission. Good morning, Mrs. Shimamoto.
Good morning and aloha to all our White Way friends and listeners. My name is Nancy Shimamoto, and I am a member of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. I was grateful and humbled to be asked by Reverend Earl Ikeda to speak on the White Way. As this was going to be my first time as a speaker on this broadcast, I had to do a lot of mind-searching to decide on a topic that might appeal to a wide range of listeners. I began by reflecting on graduation talks I've given in the past as principal of an elementary school. I was asked annually to give an inspiring message to our graduating sixth graders who were ready to spread their wings and fly beyond the safety of a caring and nurturing campus. One of my favorite talks had to do with bamboo and resilience. I remember placing a tall bamboo stalk with leaves beside the podium for visual effect. Some children may not recall the content of the talk, but I was certain that they would think about the bamboo on display in the years to come. You may ask, why bamboo? My main objective was for our graduates and their families to be like the bamboo, to bend but not break, and to go with the flow as they encounter all sorts of adversity and challenges in life. Today, I'd like to share a longer, more detailed version of that graduation speech given many moons ago. When I was a young girl growing up in Kona, I often wondered why my parents decorated the front entrance of our house with bamboo leaves, usually mixed with pine branches, just before New Year's celebration. It was explained to me that to the Japanese, matsu, the pine, and take, the bamboo, remain green even in the cold and snow of winter. Further, the bamboo symbolizes good luck, strength, and flexibility. I continue to carry on this tradition. I think this was my first impression of the bamboo. The bamboo offers many practical lessons for life and for work. In Buddhism, we realize that life is full of ups and downs. Sorrow and suffering are part of the human experience. There will be trials, struggles, and setbacks. Life is like that. Sometimes, when you least expect it, a curveball may be thrown at you. Everyone has a story to tell. Athletes, performers, artists, educators, ministers, famous people, and ordinary folks like you and me. What is your story? We especially marvel at human interest stories that tell about someone who overcame hardships, such as growing up poor, broken families, unfulfilled dreams, failures, loss of someone special, unbearable stress, illness, an accident, death, substance abuse, natural disasters. The list goes on. Each amazing success story tells about someone who has found positive meaning in their life despite difficult or traumatic events. They've learned to adapt and cope with life's bumps and potholes. Invariably, with the love and guidance of others, they've risen above their egos without self-pity and blaming others. Rather, they've learned to bend like the bamboo. Such is wisdom. And to give of themselves. Such is compassion. These are the stories of human strength and resilience that capture our hearts, leaving lasting impressions. In our travels through Japan, we visited the bamboo grove in Arashiyama, located in the western outskirts of Kyoto. The groves make for a nice walk down through pathways. The groves are particularly enchanting when there is a light wind that causes the tall bamboo stalks to sway gently back and forth. Bamboo grows upright, is straightforward and tenacious. It is strong yet pliable and flexible. In the wind or stormy weather, the bamboo gets tossed and whipped about, but it bends and returns to an upright position once again after the storm. Bamboo symbolizes resilience, which is the ability to pick ourselves up after a fall and to learn from that experience, then to continue on. It is said that falling down is part of life. Getting back up is living. I'd like to share a short story that illustrates the resilient nature of bamboo. It is entitled, Be Like Bamboo. A Zen master was walking through the forest with one of his students down a narrow trail along a steep incline. The student lost his footing and slipped. Just as he began falling down the hill, the student reached out and grabbed a small bamboo tree. The bamboo bent nearly all the way over as the student continued to hold on tightly. Finally, he was able to pull himself up and brushed himself off with the Zen master's help. The Zen master asked, "Did you notice that when you fell, you grabbed a hold of the bamboo and it bent nearly all the way over and still supported you?" "Yes," the student replied. The Zen master gripped the bamboo and pulled the bamboo over. "Be like bamboo," the Zen master said as he let go of the bamboo. It sprang back up to its upright position. It is pushed around by the wind, and yet it always bounces back and grows upward toward the sun. Enlightenment, to be awakened. The Zen master continued, "Have you ever felt as though you were going to snap? Have you ever felt as though you were at your breaking point emotionally?" "Yes," the student replied. "Then bend, do not break. Such is the way with bamboo. It endures stress and finds a way to bounce back," the Zen master stated. "This is called resilience." End of story. Interestingly, resilience is not something that a person is born with or not. It develops over time as people grow up and as they gain better thinking skills, better coping skills, and better interpersonal relationships. Resilience comes from supportive relationships with parents and peers, as well as from cultural beliefs, religious awareness, and traditions that help people cope with the inevitable bumps in life. Parents, teachers, and leaders play an important role in the development of resilience as a fundamental character trait of young people. They must patiently teach their children values such as humility, gratitude, integrity, kindness, commitment, and resilience in hopes of bringing up caring, positive, and responsible individuals. Former ice skating Olympian and gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi stated in a recent article, "If people are facing something monumental in their life, I think when that comes upon you and when you face something insurmountable or something that appears to be too much to handle, ask yourself, do I want to give up on this? And keep asking yourself, do I want to live with regrets? It's about really digging deep. If you fail, at least you've tried." End quote. Winston Churchill stated, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is in the courage to continue that counts." Success in any endeavor is often measured by our capacity to face and overcome these small and big obstacles that get in the way and to endure, to bounce back from adversity. Long-term success has more to do with how resilient you are and how much you persist when times get tough. Resilience is further defined as the capacity of a person or even an organization to maintain its core principles and integrity in the face of dramatically changed or changing circumstances. Resilient people immediately look at the problem and say, "What's the solution to that? What is this trying to teach me?" Much of our resilience comes from the Sangha, the community, from the relationships that allow us to lean on each other for support when we need it. The analogy of the bamboo plant runs deep and offers practical lessons for life, work, play, and leadership. A Japanese proverb says, "The bamboo that bends is stronger than the oak that resists." May we all be like bamboo, resilient, steadfast, yet flexible, upright and persistent, never giving up. May the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha surround and embrace each one of us. Let us live a life of harmony, peace, and gratitude. Thank you. Namu Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mrs. Shimomoto. If you'd like to listen to Mrs. Shimomoto's talk again, or if you missed a previous White Way Radio broadcast and would like to listen to the speakers, you can now listen to their talks anytime via Moiliri Honganji's website at www.moilirihonganji.org and look for it on the White Way section. And now for some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 23rd, we'll have a 9 a.m. English service and our guest speaker will be Dana Kohut. On Saturday, March 1st, from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m., we'll have a temple maintenance and repair day. The temple needs volunteers to help with maintenance and repairs. Please join us from 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, March 1st. With your help, we'll finish by 12 noon and then share some lunch. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorokubo, and our guest speaker, Mrs. Nancy Shimomoto. Thank you for listening, and please join us again next week for The White Way. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.